Greetings, everyone. Welcome to Quality News. I'm Kathy Balding, and it is great to be with you again. And in this edition, we're exploring the fifth of 10 characteristics of effective quality and clinical governance systems from my one-page quality system performance assessment tool. And number five is, an effective quality system provides skilled leadership and management support for staff and consumers to enact their roles in creating the high quality care goals and actions as part of daily work. So that's a bit of a mouthful, but it's really quite simple. We're talking about leaders and managers supporting their staff to create great care and achieve those quality goals. What I know for almost sure about this is, well, this is a biggie. Skilled leadership and management support for staff, it sounds so simple, but as you're probably thinking, it's one of the hardest quality ingredients to get right. Often we don't even recognise it as a key ingredient in quality care, preferring to focus on the monitoring and reporting aspects of the quality system rather than the management of quality care day to day. From my experience, the way leaders and managers support staff is the second most important characteristic of effective quality systems, behind only boards and executives committed to achieving a set of high quality goals as a strategic and operational focus. If an organisation achieved only these two, they would be way ahead of the services that pursue quality by prioritising systems over people. The literature is clear. Successful organisations put people first, especially in tough times such as those that human services are struggling through right now. Critical to this is the attitude and skills of middle managers. The great ones are gold and we want to clone them. The not so greats do untold damage over time through their inability to take their services forward. As we know, nothing is static in a complex system. If a service isn't progressing towards great care, it's not standing still, it's regressing, and sometimes backing right over a cliff. In short, competent middle managers create great care. Weak managers create quality problems. How I know it? Well, we all know it, don't we? We don't need to trawl the copious literature to understand the impact of managers on their staff. Think about managers you've had over the years. What do you remember about the good ones and the not so good ones? Who would you rather work for? Who brought out the best in you? Who helped you to be more effective? Who ran a better service? And who did more damage? And yet, human service organisations do not universally prioritise and cultivate their managers to be the best they can be, despite the clear evidence of benefit. I still haven't figured out why this is. Are the mental models of hierarchy so strong in human services that we don't really believe that managers require development and support? Is it an embedded sink or swim culture? Or is it that we have limited respect for management skills, regarding these roles as glorified administrators? One thing I do know, we will never fulfill our potential for great people creating great care until we fully value, equip, and support managers to lead this in human services. What you can do. Clarify the specific role of managers in supporting quality goal achievement, and then equip them to enact it. Managers shouldn't just be getting their service through the day, but striving to create consumer and staff satisfaction. This requires a set of core knowledge and skills, which include creating purpose and clarity by designing service delivery with staff and consumers to support point of care quality goals, supporting staff to strive for quality goals in their everyday work through provision of useful systems and tools, embedding the characteristics of consumer and staff satisfaction into the way things are done, effective feedback on performance that encourages and provides a pathway for development, learning from both missteps and bright spots, and most importantly, setting the tone from the top, leading with behaviours that support great care. And what I know for almost sure about effective quality professionals? Well, a successful and effective quality professional understands the critical impact of managers, and middle managers in particular, on care quality. They make middle manager support and development part of the quality system infrastructure required to deliver high quality care. Too many quality managers try to force quality care through compliance requirements and improvement activities, as I did for many years, without engaging the most powerful lever of all for improving care quality, service managers. Great quality professionals start with the manager and create a collaborative process for improvement. Thanks everyone. That's all from Quality News this week. I'll see you next time.